And at this time on our public affairs program, visiting with our good friend Phil Sloat, who is the pastor at the United Methodist Church here in Broken Bow, but also is involved with Custer County Salvation Army. And he's in to join us now to kind of talk about, well, what happened over the holiday season with the Salvation Army Red Kettle fundraiser. Phil, thank you for joining us. It's great to see you.
It's good to be back. Kind of a follow-up. I know we had one of these conversations at the beginning of this whole project, so this is nice to follow up with that. So we did have a good campaign. We were trying some new things this year. We expanded the number of counter kettles we had, and we had two new places that bells were being rung. One was the Sargent Corner Market Grocery, and the other one was Reed's Food Center in Arnold. And it was a really good thing that we expanded and reached out to those communities, because that additional support that they brought in helped to make up for a little decline that we had here in Broken Bow, since we lost the third ringing station at Gary's Superfoods. So it really was a good thing that we did it that way.
Good. So. Well, I think that this also emphasizes the fact that this is a countywide effort. This is Custer County Salvation Army, and all the funds that were raised all across the county, 90% of that stays right here, correct?
That is absolutely right, yes. And it is indeed a very countywide organization. We are sort of based here in Broken Bow, because that's where most of the people that are participating and active in the board for the service unit live. But we do have outreach in many different areas around the county that that affect everybody in the county. For instance, in the next 3 months, going from January through March of this year, the Broken Bow service unit in for the Salvation Army is going to be spending $4,500 to support the book fairs, the school book fairs that they have at Broken Bow, as well as Ansley and Selma Myrna, Arnold, Callaway, and Sargent. And that money will allow those schools to make sure that every kid gets a book. We'll also be continuing to provide support for the Broken Bow Food Pantry and medical assistance for people who need some help with medical bills or medications or things like that. And that is just part of the total for the year. We help with swimming lessons and food pantries across the county, and we help support kids who are going back to school with school supplies. The assistance that we provide totals to nearly $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And so the money that we brought in for our Red Kettle campaign is going to help keep that solid and maybe continue to do all the good work that we have been doing.
Yeah. When we talk about numbers from this year's Red Kettle Gathering, how do some of those numbers, was it kind of similar to what has been received in the past, Phil? Or
we have maintained a fairly steady. This year, our total that we brought in was a little bit over $10,600.
Mm-hmm.
And that's similar to last year. The highest year that we had on record was in 2017, and that was when Shopko was still open.
Ah, yes.
And then we had a little drop in 2018 because we found out that the Salvation Army, they honor the Sabbath, and they don't want bells to be rung on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And that had been one of the biggest days for bell ringing to happen up to that point. So that's kind of a little bit of a challenge that we had to face. And of course, like everybody, back in 2020, when COVID hit, we had a really bad year that was really down.
Yeah.
But the kind of the icing on the cake that we got this year was, after we added up all the money that came in through all the checks and all the kettles, both the counter kettles and the big ones, we got an additional gift of $440 from the Ace Hardware here in Broken Bow.
Nice.
Because they had made the Salvation Army their goal or their subject of their Roundup campaign that they do during the month of December. So that really was a very nice, significant gift at the end there.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm sure that when you look at those totals and you mention over $10,000 it was raised, I think it again speaks to the generosity that we see in this community and certainly to the business support in allowing the kettles to be at their business, especially the counter kettles that you had this year.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We do really do appreciate. Grocery Cart provides us with our main source of income, and the kettles are always getting full. We usually have to take out two kettles a week because they fill the first one up and the second one sometimes as well. And so that is really our main support. But we do also appreciate the fact that Tractor Supply allows us to have a big kettle there and to ring the bells there. But the counter kettles, we do have some really amazing support from area communities. Some of the counter kettles brought in $100 or more, and so we're very, very pleased with those results. So, and we are excited about maybe reaching out to some new businesses and new places in the coming year.
Yeah. So. And I know another big part of it is people who give of their time to ring the bells.
Yes.
For the kettles. I know that here at the radio station, we always take one day where we ring. And I can tell you, you get as much out of it ringing the bells as you do giving and donating. I mean, seriously. So I know we're now a year away from when the kettles come back, but when we get to that time of year in 2025, I hope people will think of that and be willing to donate their time to be a part of this great effort.
It really is an amazing thing how that human element makes such a difference.
Having
somebody standing there by the kettle, ringing the bell, it just moves people to give in a way that they wouldn't if they were just walking by. The volunteers are a key part of the success of this campaign. We are going to do some tweaking on our sign up for the counter kettles next year or for the ringing next year. But I really do want to say a special thank you to everyone who did volunteer because they are just an essential part of this whole process.
Yeah. Anything else on the Red Kettle Giving, Phil, that you want to mention before I ask you about maybe some things down the road in regards to the Salvation Army?
Well, I do want to lift up the amazing support we got from Sargent. The Sargent Corner Market, their big kettle was complemented by their little kettle. So they didn't have ringing there as like throughout the week,
sure,
like we do here in Bow, but they did have their little kettle out as well. Together, Sargent contributed $660 to our Red Kettle campaign. And in Arnold, It was similar. It was close to $600 or so, and so we are just really pleased with the response from those two communities.
Mm-hmm.
We are glad that we're able to help in those communities, and we appreciate their return some generosity in appreciation. So that was a great thing.
Yeah. If maybe we've piqued some interest in regards to the Salvation Army and being involved in the organization, I assume that you're looking for people within the county that would like to get involved?
We would love to have some more people on our board. You do not have to be a member of Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. None of us are. We're all people that are just moved to try and help people in our community, in our area, and to be instruments to help make sure that this great work continues. If you are at all interested in being a part of the board, you can contact me or also Carol Allen or Julie Toline.
Okay.
And all of those folks will be able to help you join us. Generally, our meetings always happen on the first Monday of the month at 5:30, and we meet in one of the community rooms at the Brook and Bowl Library.
Okay.
And so if people, even if you haven't called ahead, if you want to just drop by and join us on one of those first Mondays at 5:30, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, great. Anything else in regards to the Salvation Army or anything that maybe we haven't discussed that you wanted to mention, Phil, before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. I think we've done a pretty good job. Thank you
All
very
right.
much.
Appreciate you coming in and giving us a recap.
You're welcome.
Phil Sloat with the Custer County Salvation Army joining us on today's edition of Public Affairs.